As far as the places where a Muslim can pray, you can pray anywhere. In your houses, in your offices, or in a mosque. And also in the plane, in the car, you can pray while we have to perform the movement. But in the plane and in the car, you can only use your head up and down as a sign of obedience to Almighty God while you are reading and performing Salat. But the whole planet Earth is a place of worship, and you can pray wherever you are. You can pray by yourself, but if you pray in a group, two and above, you will get 29 times as much as you get by yourself. So you go ahead and find a friend of yours to pray with you in your offices or anywhere you are. But if you are at home, try to pray together as father and mother and children, and you will get the maximum benefit from it. Now, as far as there are certain places that are prohibited for a Muslim to pray, such as the graveyard, the cemetery, it is not meant to pray there. Why? Because in the prayer we have movement up and down, so we will not give the impression that I am praying to the deceased people as a sign of crushing my ego for them. No, I pray to Almighty God. And therefore in the cemetery, no praying the regular prayer. The same thing in places of non-Muslim places of worship like churches and synagogue is their places, because they have their statues and they may have their crosses and whatnot. The slaughterhouse also is not clean, and therefore no prayer should be performed there inside the slaughtering house itself. As far as the bathrooms and washrooms, no, because it is not meant for that. And on the roof of the Kaaba, no way. We will pray around the Kaaba, but not on the roof of Kaaba. And the stables, middle of the road, the dunghills, all of these have been mentioned that we should not pray them. But anything else, the whole planet Earth is ours.